Welcome to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast, the place to be if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, or business leader wanting to take your business from good to great. Tune in as we speak with amazing thought leaders, CEOs, and business trailblazers about their journey, challenges, and successes. Here's your host and business innovation expert, Lynn Nicole.
Welcome to Season 2 of Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast. I am your host, Lynn Nicole. The focus this season will continue to be to help you, our listeners, to create freedom in your business, personal brand, and or lifestyle by bridging the gap between your passion and success for your business or idea. So with that said, today I would like to talk with you guys about a very important topic, and that is building generational wealth. In this episode, we'll discuss why this is important, why you should learn about the power of your legacy, and how does this fit within your current business strategy if it's something for the future. I'll be answering all of these questions and leaving you with valuable insights on generational wealth. When you say generational wealth, sounds like big words, doesn't it? It sounds more like the kind of thing you think about when you had the time. But it seems like we never have time in our lives for what's not going to affect us in the near future. And that's a grave mistake for business owners who want to see the empire that they have built remain well and kicking even years after they retire. Because let's face it, we business owners are humans too. We get tired, we grow old, and we might not want to be managing the business we love forever. We need some time to rest, enjoy, and to enjoy life as well. And someone's got to take care of our business and estate after we officially retire. Even the most successful CEOs in the world retire of their company. And while they tend to remain on the board of directors or even provide managerial advice, they are not going to the office every day to run things. Generational wealth, however, is much more than just managing your business after you retire. It's wealth, after all. So that includes all parts of your net worth, your real estate investments, your assets, and any kind of stock investments or funds that you might have created over the years. Generational wealth, in its most basic sense, is just wealth that's passed down from one generation to the next. This is also known as your legacy or your family wealth. If you've inherited money from your family, or the business you're running was originally your family's business, then that's a great example of generational wealth. If you're planning on leaving something behind for your children or even your grandchildren, then you're contributing to the growth of generational wealth in your family. These are all the financial resources and instruments you leave behind. Now I'll break the ice and go ahead and say it. Most of these financial instruments will be passed down after we die. Generational wealth is basically preparing for when that day happens, so things aren't made a mess because things weren't clear with your children or any financial decision makers you have chosen. As far ahead as it might seem to you, generational wealth is super important for your life, doubly so if you are in debt. Think of it this way, guys. Are you currently in debt? Now, don't feel ashamed to reply with yes. We all have been there at some point. And there's a very low percentage of people who will reply to that question with a no. And there's a very high chance that this has something to do with generational wealth. Truth be told, college education is very expensive, and so is purchasing a home. If your parents had enough wealth to do all of these things for you, then that would give you an incredibly huge head start in your life versus running against the clock to pay off your debt. You'd be working on building your wealth as fast as possible. Instead of having that pesky debt payment every month, then you'd have nothing to worry about other than your bills and can strive to grow your wealth faster than someone who's not. as you continue your personal financial journey, you'd know that it's definitely not an easy thing to recover from big financial blunders. If your parents could have also afforded solid financial advisors who could have guided you across the years and helped you create a budgeting habit sooner, all of these things, even if you don't regard them as important, are crucial to having a financially bountiful life. You do not have to be a CEO, a doctor, or even a lawyer to enjoy financial freedom at an early age. Good financial education brought about by generational wealth is the key for this. Now let's talk about how to build generational wealth. After understanding what it is and how it benefits us and our family, building generational wealth can be summarized in one simple phrase: making cash that lasts forever. To do so, you need to acquire assets or save cash that you don't wish to spend in retirement. When you pass away, these assets are passed along to your children. As easy as it sounds in theory, it's actually super difficult to put it into practice. For example, if you have a difficult time building your savings, then how are you even going to start saving up for someone else? Let's begin with your retirement savings plan and other financial goals that matter before you start saving for generational wealth. Once you have fully handled your current finances to fund your golden years, then it's your time to begin saving well beyond that. One of the best ways to start saving for a legacy for your children and grandchildren is to invest your money. Make your money work for you and not you for it. And I'm going to say that again, because those are some very powerful words. Make your money work for you and not you for it. Doesn't that sound fantastic? Even more fantastic is that our children will inherit these assets and, given proper financial understanding and advisory, grow them even more with their own time. The first thing you should do is to start investing in the stock market, which is a fantastic way to build wealth over the long term. If you are aiming to build generational wealth, then it is a great option because it has the potential to continue growing for decades after your original investment. Now, this might sound quite scary if you've never tried it before, but it is an important way to build wealth in your lifetime and well beyond after that. Now, if you have no idea how to do stocks, have no fear. Just set up a call with a financial advisor or take an online course on learning the stock market through and through, and then begin with low-cost index funds. Now, these offer low fees and long-term growth. You can also learn about dividend-paying stocks if you feel like you need to grow your wealth and also get paid by the companies you invest in. There are many kinds of stock investments you can make, and the stock market is super varied. So there's literally something for everyone. As slow as these investments might seem, the return can be amazing if you begin doing it early. Save up some extra cash while you're on the road and start investing in these stocks. And if you want to start slow before you have a grip on things, then try using an app known as Acorns. With it, you can take control and start investing your spare cents until they grow, like an acorn, in a mighty tree of investment. Acorns works by first linking your credit card and investing your spare change. For example, say you spend $9.45 at your favorite lunch spot. Using Acorns, you can round up to $10 and deposit that extra 55 cents in your Acorns investing account. It might seem small, but add it together from all your monthly expenses and you'll have quite a sizable investment. And it's definitely 100 times better than spending your spare cash on nonsense.
You're listening to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond, here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This podcast is designed for males and females from Generation X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. Each week, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul will give insights on how to develop inspirations, your ideas, your own life and dreams and subconsciousness in your work, life, home, and business. Tune in on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Be there or be square.
Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Urban. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us, by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
And now, back to Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast with Lynn Nicole.
The next thing you should learn is how to invest in real estate. That's probably the major way to build wealth for the long term. And who doesn't feel powerful when being able to say, hey, I own this building or this house? Real estate is super easy to understand in theory, or at least more than stocks. It's also one of the more reliable and stable ways to build your wealth over time. So most people who aren't that financially conscious would rather spend in real estate instead. Real estate has the potential for speedy cash flows in addition to increasing values over time. So it can be a reliable path to wealth. Now, if you've purchased your first home already, then you've already taken your first steps in real estate. If you continue to buy properties one at a time throughout your life, then you might be surprised at how quickly your real estate portfolio can grow. Similar to stocks, the more cash and returns you gain from your real estate portfolio and passive income, the more you can earn in the long term by investing in more real estate. You know what they say, wealth creates wealth, and that couldn't be truer for investments in general. Eventually, your real estate properties will become the biggest assets of your investment portfolio and your estate in general. When your children inherit these properties, they'll obtain both the benefits given to them from the compounding interest and also have the chance of selling the properties for a much higher value than what you bought it for later on down the road. So honestly, it's a win-win as long as you start early. Now we've come to everyone's favorite part, building a business to pass it down. Real estate is great, and so are stock investments. But the real fun of the business world comes in creating a business and passing it down to your children. Before we move on, you might have experienced this yourself if your business is actually a family legacy. Maybe your grandfather or your mom founded a company and you're currently managing it. The same will happen and history will repeat itself as you pass the business down to your children, who have the choice of either growing it themselves or selling it and using the cash for something else. So family businesses have a massive potential for great success. More than 30% of family-owned businesses transition to the second generation, be it small, medium, or large-sized businesses. Although not all family businesses make it to the second generation, it is possible that yours can. If your interests and abilities align with your children's, then it is very possible they will want to take over the business that you've built. Now, some kids are not really oriented to business management, though, and that's okay. That's why before expecting your kids to turn your empire into a global business, you need to talk with them about this topic. This doesn't have to be an awkward conversation. It can be really fun either way. And if your kids show interest in owning your business, then you should include them in it from a young age so they can learn how everything works from early on. Now, of course, they'll only manage it successfully if they understand how it operates. So don't expect them to take over if they show no interest in the business you've built. Don't expect them to take over if they show no interest in your business you've built. If they are unable or unwilling to take over the operations, then you could consider selling the business to fund generational wealth in another form, such as the vehicles we've previously mentioned. Finally, we need to mention life insurance and its advantages. Most people truly dislike insurance companies for a wide variety of reasons, and I get it. But there's no one who can deny that when the time comes, it's better to be insured than not to be. Life insurance provides the opportunity to protect your family in the event of your untimely death. Without your income, your children might be forced into less than ideal financial circumstances, such as going into debt or flipping your original generational wealth strategy backwards. If you start investing in life insurance now, it could prevent a possible financial tragedy for your children. And let's face it, should we die, our kids will have enough to cope with processing our untimely deaths. So placing financial stress on them will be another painful nail in the coffin. We've spoken about financial instruments to build generational wealth, and you've probably noticed that I've mentioned the importance of proper financial education quite a lot during this episode. Our kids require financial education as a way to support themselves. They might be great at making money, but even greater at spending it. So that's something you'd like to avoid for whatever reason, whenever we do pass away. They don't end up on the streets due to poor financial decisions and planning. With a college degree, our kids not only have the access to high-paying jobs that help them navigate their own finances, but they'll also be able to pay their own debt and bills when we're not around. That also means you should invest in your kids' personal financial education or teach them yourself. It has been estimated that 70% of families lose their wealth in the second generation and 90% lose it in the third. And that's because kids aren't taught proper financial education, planning ahead and looking to the future as we're precisely doing right now. Of course, kids will be bad at handling money if they were never taught by someone. And while life is a teacher for many, it's definitely a stern one. You don't want them to learn the importance of managing your personal finances well after they are on the streets, as we mentioned before. Now let's move on to legal matters before I wrap things up here. The first thing you should know is that not all of your assets will instantly be passed down to your children like normal. What if you had more than one kid? Then how do things work? You need to create an estate plan. And for this, a financial attorney can assist you best. The plan will depend on your goals and current assets, but it will allow you to craft a clear path of assets to move through your kids with no problem. You can also write a will. Yep, sounds tragic, but it will save everyone a headache in the long term. A will can also be included in your estate plan, and it's important to create one even more so if you don't have one. The will should include your exact wishes. The more specific you can be about your plans for any assets you have accumulated, the better. Without a will, it is not uncommon for things to get very ugly between surviving family members. Emotions are high because they've already lost you. Financial trauma can be avoided with clear, exact guidelines to follow in your will. Well, that wraps up this week's episode on Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast. I really do hope you enjoyed learning about these super important tips on how to create generational wealth and to ensure it will also be properly managed by the future generations. As always, please share, subscribe, and review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you do use. Thanks for listening. And remember, the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately.
You've been listening to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business with Lynn Nicole podcast. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you would like more information on any of our stories or would like to know how to get involved and share your story, head over to our website at theclickurban.com to contact us. Have a great week, and we'll see you next episode.